I'm loose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar.
Thank God, football is back edition. We are excited to be here. We're coming to you from our WatchEveryGame.com studios. We will fill you in on their box in a bit. But listen, these studios are awesome. So obviously that promo code they've got is working. I'm Second Half Chaz. We've got Steve on the board. Zach and Joshua are our interns. And of course, we've got this week's panelist, Johnny D.
Ah, great to be here. Ready for the best season ever. My heart's racing like American Pharoah. We're going to win some money this year, fellas.
Sloppy.
Yeah, buddy.
And Tommy.
Good morning, sports bettors.
Over the next 60 minutes, we're going to cover as many opinions on as many games as an hour can handle. We want you to join us on the phone. It's toll-free. We're paying 866-405-1717, 866-405-1717. 405-1717. We're all looking for winners. Let's take our first call. Who do we got?
Hey, I'm here, brother.
Who's this, man?
It's your brother.
What's one? I got a few of them.
It's Charlie, the only one knows about football.
I don't know. You know what? Chris may know a little. He just doesn't have the Paulines, I think, to go to the window.
Give all right, us. So
we want a winner.
You want the pick of the week?
Winner.
Okay, here it is. Pick of the week, Thursday night college football, Oklahoma State at Central Michigan. The line has been jumping around. I've seen Central Michigan plus 20.5 all the way up to plus 23. But I think Central Michigan is the pick of the week in college football here. Last year they had probably one of the best defenses in the Mid-America Conference. They're at home. They win 70% of their games there. I just can't see them losing by 3 touchdowns.
All right, man. We're going to be keeping a year to date on you, so we'll talk soon.
All right, be good.
Yeah, we're really excited about having our interns are going to be tracking all our callers and giving them year-to-date numbers. Because, you know, guys, sometimes knowing if a guy's giving you losers is just as good as a guy's giving you winners. You know what? Here's the thing. When you've got one of these games, and the world of college football is changing to where you're not going to get these 25-point lines. You're going to get more of the Michigan-Utah lines. But at home, getting 22 opening a day, anything's possible. I would have no trouble. I'm pretty sure, though, we're not going to have any money line action on that game. Steve, we got another caller? And remember, Steve works his butt off. He's got the phones going. He's got the computer going. And Johnny D is just revved up anyway. So
hold me back.
Where's the buzzer?
Hold me back.
All right. Who do we got?
Jeff from Rhode Island.
Hey, Jeffster. So let me ask you a question. I know yes. that you've been a friend of the show for a while. Football is really not your thing, but don't be afraid on a Saturday morning if you got a sure thing at Belmont to pipe that in. But today we're talking college and preseason week three. What do you think?
Are we doing preseason NFL today?
Yeah, we sure are.
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to give you the East Coast special for today. It's going to be a three-team birdcage four-way, okay? And we're going to start off down in Baltimore, where I expect the Ravens to bounce back from their embarrassment last week and just to hammer the Redskins. They're given four. They're home. I like them to hammer them. Then we're going to go down to the Rocky Mountains, okay? And I expect Denver to put a beating on San Fran. San Fran is a hurting team. They have so many problems going on. I don't even think it'll be a game. And then the last one is going to be where we're going to go down to Miami, where the Dolphins swims. And unfortunately for Darius Ruckus and Hootie and the Blowfish, they are going to make him cry today. There's the Falcons. I believe the Falcons will take care of Miami, getting 3.5 down in Miami. I think Atlanta's a better team, you know, than they showed last year.
All right,
so Zig. That's my three-team birdcage four-way.
Right. Now we're going to have Johnny do some explaining for those novices, but we'll talk soon, Zig.
And nothing quite like a knuckleball on the first take of the show. I think the Ravens are going to play tough. They're going to work on their defense and pass rush. I think they were second in the NFL in sacks last year, so I see no problem there. The Broncos are one of the best teams around, and San Francisco's in complete disarray. And that last game, Tannehill's going to play the entire first half, maybe the third quarter. They're excited down in South Florida. I like the Dolphins in this game.
So let me ask you a question, Johnny D. Betting the three-teamer and then the 3 2-teamers, basically that's what he was saying. He's going to baseball those. And that's really not a wager that you're going to make if you're a first-time sports bettor, right?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, you know, preseason football is so tough to pick. I would recommend you go with straight bets for now. Build up your bankroll a little bit. So hope that helps.
I love Ziggy. He's given me a few Kentucky Derby winners over the years, so we'll see how he does today. Steve, what do we got? All right, so we're going to get over to Sloppy. Sloppy, I really appreciate you taking the trip down from L.A., but it wasn't just to be on the radio show. Rumor has it that your mom's got some perks up at the casino, huh?
Well, when your family's got a gambling problem, apparently you get some nice perks at some of these local casinos. So Harris was nice enough to put us up at the Rincon here, a little bit off the beaten path, about 30 miles away, and play a little poker, play a little gaming.
Now, that's where Amber Lucier is the marketing manager.
That is correct.
All right.
That is correct. So they were nice enough to put us up, and it's actually a beautiful resort, and I'm going to probably be poolside here in about 2 hours.
But that's not why you're here either.
No, well, there's a little football game in town with my Seattle Seahawks, so I'm just going to go maybe watch a little Russell and see if they can actually win a preseason game tonight.
And as you know, it's 11 o'clock Eastern, but it's 8 o'clock Pacific, and that bright green shirt is really tough on my eyeballs.
It's Blue Saturday. I couldn't wear it yesterday. I had to wear it here.
All right. So Steve, we can talk for a few minutes with him, right? I want to ask you, honestly, because you're a fan, and we talk about it all the time, the head and the heart. You can't do both. You can't bet with your head and bet with your heart. What's going to happen tonight?
Yeah, unfortunately, when it comes to preseason football, like Johnny said, I'm not a huge fan of betting preseason, and I think Seattle keeps it very vanilla when it comes to the preseason. They don't want to show much. Also, you're not going to see Beast Mode. You're not going to see Cam. You're not going to see Earl Thomas. You're not going to see a lot of the starting unit. I see the Seahawks are favored tonight. I would actually probably take the Chargers +3 at home in this. I think they have a little bit more to prove. They're not a big fan of the Seahawks. They beat them last year in preseason. I just think Seattle keeps it vanilla, and the Chargers probably cover that.
Now, on the bus from Harris to the Qualcomm, is it all Seattle fans or just Harris people?
It's actually all Seattle fans. They all came up from Seattle. They all stay at the hotel. They're all wearing their Seahawks
gear. So you probably shouldn't have anybody listen to the podcast. They're
all 75 as well, so okay. I don't think any of them are gambling on the game.
Tommy, you know what? You look great.
Thanks,
buddy. How do you feel?
Feel like $1 million.
All right, so what's the most thing? I mean, remember, we're coming to you from the WatchEveryGame.com studios. This box is, for me, been a savior because I have moved recently, and I went to Time Warner, and I actually am going to do a year-to-date thing I'm going to keep for you guys. You are a big UFC guy.
Okay? I am.
You're as probably knowledgeable. John, you've known him as long as I do. He's probably as knowledgeable as any sporting guy you're going to know.
No doubt about it.
And he gives out a lot of winners. He bets, though, a little differently than the other people that you would normally sit in a casino with or a sports book with. And we're going to talk about that when we get to our sixbetsagame.com segment because of the fact that I've seen you win more money by 10:15 or no, by the game started 10, the first quarter's over, 10:45. By 10:45 on a Sunday, I've seen him win more money on the first quarter of NFL games than I've seen people win on a weekend. So,
got to take advantage.
Yeah, what's the most excited about the Thank God Football's Here segment?
Oh, that's just, it's my, my second job. Well, right now it's my only job until the middle of September. So, you know, it's how I pay the bills in the fall and the winter.
No doubt. All right, Steve, what do we got? Talk to us. We got a winner?
Tom Vasco, Franklin, Virginia.
Hey, speak of the devil, Tommy.
Mr. Vasco.
How you guys doing? It's been a long time. I think the last time I saw you guys, we were whooping down burritos in Caliente. I got a hot pick.
Let's hear it, Tom. Football. Let's hear it.
All right. Virginia Tech plus 11. And I'll tell you why. The revenge factor scares me a little bit because I saw Urban Meyer interviewed. Even after winning the national championship, he still seemed really, really upset that a very average Tech team won. But with the suspension and Virginia Tech's defense could be the best in the nation this year. You got Fuller and the best secondary, and you got Nicholas, possibly the best front line in the country. At Lane Stadium, I think their defense is good enough to cover the spread. So I'm going to take the Hokies plus 11 at home.
Well, I admire your pluck, sir, but the Buckeyes are going to drop a double nickel on Virginia Tech.
Ah, wow.
All right, Tom. We're going to
thanks for calling, buddy. Right,
we appreciate it.
From Buckeye country, so we'll have to stay.
And we'll talk to you again next week.
All right.
So, I got to finish talking about the box. So what I did is I went to my Time Warner account. I printed up all the stuff they want to charge me for. The MLB, the rest of the season, $1.20. The Sports Pass, if I want to watch Pac-12, I got to pay $9 a month. The Direct Kick, the soccer, you know what? I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to pass on that $49. They want me to pay, $59.99 for UFC 191. That'll get me at the sandbar in a heartbeat. WWE $54.99. And Mayweather-Berto on the 12th, they want me to pay $75, all right? So the box is on the internet for $247. There's a promo code, $50. It gets it down to $197. I'm thinking it's a no-brainer. So I could not be more thankful for the Watch Every Game people for helping us out with these beautiful studios, and that watcheverygame.com. Just check it out. It is, without a doubt, a no-brainer.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title, and championshipfootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too. Championshipfootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, championshipfootballs.com has the autographs too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the championshipfootballs.com autographed footballs. Championshipfootballs.com, the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box. Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6BetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6BetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data.
That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6betsagame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6betsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. This is our, thank God, it's football season edition.
Yahoo!
We're going to get right to the phones. I think we got our Knicks reverse picks.
The reverse is back. Football is back. All is great in the world, fellas.
Summer's tough, Nick, ain't it?
Nick, I got to tell you,
when it's 1:16 in Phoenix in the middle of August, all I can think about is, when will Labor Day get here so that I can start talking about football?
Well, welcome to the show. Give us a winner.
I got two things for you today, fellas. The first one, and I'm going to stick in college since that's our that's our flavor of the week until we can start talking about some pro here in a few weeks. But I got two things for you. The first, I'm gonna start with my reverse pick, Michigan State. D'Antoni's completely turned the program around. Perennial powerhouse in the Big Ten. They're when you look at their schedule, you start thinking, you know, Big Ten championships. And I think for this week, their first game, I think they're going to look by a very much improved Western Michigan team. PJ Fleck, going into his third year after taking over a program that was 1-11, turns it around in 1 year to 8-5. 8 returning starters on offense. They are going to struggle on the defensive line against Michigan State. But when you see this opening line come out at 23, immediately spike down to 18 and then creep back up to 20, this is one where I want the Broncos plus 20 and hopefully maybe get a little hook on the end there. So 20.5 for a Western Michigan potential upset of the Michigan State Spartans. What do you guys think?
I think you're kind of spot on right here, Nick, and it's good to hear from you, buddy. I miss you, pal.
Hey,
yeah, like you said, this game opened at 23.5, and I saw it go all the way down to 18.5, which is what I'm seeing in that now. So you're actually even getting less with Western Michigan right now. So this is one of those games that we've talked about where the line has moved so much depending on when you bet it.
What's your second? You mentioned something else. You got something up your sleeve,
so,
Nick.
So
I can smell it.
Thank God it's football's back, so. When we have this week where we could thank God that football's back, why not do something very, very bold? So the first prediction, not so bold, because I think there are a few pundits out there and experts that are saying this is going to happen. However, I'm going to follow it up with a prediction. I think the Wisconsin Badgers are going to go into Texas, into Arlington, neutral site. By the way, the most expensive SEC ticket of the year right now, game one for the Crimson Tide against Wisconsin. I actually read that earlier this morning. I think the Wisconsin Badgers are going to go into Arlington, and I think they're going to take down the Alabama Crimson Tide in the South. And that leads, and so I think there are some people that are saying that this could possibly happen, even with Wisconsin's problems throwing the ball and Alabama being loaded on defense. I think they're going to struggle at the quarterback position. I think they're going to struggle at the wide receiver position, and they're going to struggle early. I think they're going to put it together late, and I still think that they'll make a run in the SEC. But I'm going to take the Wisconsin Badgers. I want the point. I wouldn't mind getting 10 and a hook there, too, because I've seen it on a hook on a couple different sites. I like the hook on that 10. But the bold prediction comes to this. Alabama Crimson Tide loses 3 games this year.
There you go, Nick. Hey, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, sounds good, fellas.
Good talking to you, Nick. I'm not sure I'd go as far as saying that Alabama loses this game, but they've had such stability at the quarterback position with McElroy and McCarron in the past few years. I think Coker just got the job, so I think they're going to struggle at the quarterback position, and I think this is a time where you can get Alabama. I do like Wisconsin plus that 10 and a hook right here.
And that's the best part about the show. You know, we don't take the sports betting too hardcore, but we have so much fun. And last year, Nick did reverse picks. He said, this is what should happen, and so I'm going to bet the opposite. And it's so true. We're going to have weeks on this show where everybody's on the same team, it's just asking for trouble to bet that team. But I want to say that when we're this segment is brought to us by the Fox Sports Grill San Diego, and I don't even have to give out the directions. Go to Petco Park, look up, find the Hilton, they're on the water. It's that simple. We are so excited because we've been there. Now, I'm a Hilton guy, so I swam from one end of the pool. It was pretty hot. And then I put on the towel, and I walked right into the sports bar, and I sat down, and I think it was Danny, got me a beer. That beer, the same beer, was twice as much in my hotel. Same beer was twice as much in my hotel. So we're really excited. We're going to be there on Thursdays. We're going to be doing some things with Thursday night football at the Fox Sports Grill downtown San Diego. We're going to change Thursday nights forever. We may be hotter than some of the clubs in the gas lamp by the time we're done. Really looking forward to that. Who's our next caller, Steve? Who's on there? Who do we got? Give us a winner.
You got John.
John, let me ask you a question. Can you give us a winner?
Yes.
You have John. Oh, go ahead, John.
Yeah. You know
hey,
what?
Mark.
Who was the last time I called you John? that threw me off. So give us a winner, Squeak.
All right. I got two of them for you. I got two for you.
I'm ready.
Hawaii +8 over Colorado. And Utah +5.5 over Michigan.
I can understand the whole Utah thing. Talk to me about the – are they the Rainbows? What are they now? The Warriors, the Rainbows? They changed their name.
Fighting Warriors.
Warriors.
The Rainbow Warriors.
Rainbow Warriors. Listen, here's the deal. This is the first week of the season, okay? Anything can happen. We don't really know these teams that well. So, you know, we know the good teams will be good and the bad teams will be bad. But, for instance, you take a team like Colorado. You got a bunch of young kids. They're going out to Hawaii. And this happens all year long. They go out to Hawaii. These kids, maybe Colorado's going to be decent this year. What are you going to do when you get to Hawaii and you've never been there? They're going to have the greatest time of their life. But they ain't going to beat. They might win the game late, but nobody blows Hawaii out in Hawaii.
No, you know what? We're San Diego State people. We understand the concept. You are absolutely – could have not nailed that better. Well, talk to me about why you think Harbaugh is going to have some issues.
Because this isn't Harbaugh's team yet. These are all players, except for the freshmen. And the freshmen aren't going to stack up against the upperclassmen. So it's not Harbaugh's team. A year or two from now, I'll take Michigan given 5.5 any day to a team like Utah. But right now, it's all Utah.
All
Michigan
right.
On the road.
Again, Squeak, you know, the logic is there. It's sound logic, and appreciate your call. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, I got two horses for you.
All right, quick.
Private Zone, he's going to be like 3-1 at Saratoga today. And there's a horse, Messy. He's going to be a good one, 10-1. He's worth it.
Well, what's the second horse?
Messy. He's in the Sword Dancer, 10-1.
All right, we got him. Wrote him down.
Fuck the best.
That is a benefit of the inner circle at Sports Betting Weekly. And again, these are guys that, you know, the world's different for some people. Some people just go to Del Mar when it's Del Mar. Other people follow the horses, and some of these guys follow the horses. But, you know, I've got to bring up the point he made. Sometimes when you're sports betting, you can overanalyze the data. Tommy made a great call last week when he said, was about the insurance. What did you say about the insurance?
I said that the Eagles insurance salesmen and bartenders would be better than the Colts insurance salesmen
right.
and bartenders.
And the logic is just sound, and it's no different. I mean, come on, guys. How many times have we seen teams go into Hawaii and just get whacked, and they're given points because it's Hawaii. They're coming from Colorado. Their kids are going to Hawaii. You know, they're having a luau Friday night before the game. It's tough. It's tough. Steve, we got anybody on the line?
Nope, not yet.
All right. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna let Johnny give us his not best bet of the week, but the game that he feels more comfortable spending money on than maybe any other game.
Okay, TCU, the Horned Frogs. They're my team. I expect to see them in the national championship game. You know, they just barely missed being in the playoffs last year, and they They whacked somebody. Was it Ole Miss 42-3 in the bowl game? But anyway, I think TCU will not miss a beat. They'll just continue rolling on in this season for the championship. And I love their quarterback, Boykin. Yeah, TCU is my big play today.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and they had them as, you know, the playoff. They got them in the playoffs. And if you remember last year, maybe they should have been in the playoffs. They were right there, right, at the end of the year?
Yeah, they were. Oh, yeah. I mean, they had a legitimate gripe when Ohio State took that fourth spot. But as you know, Ohio State proved that they were worthy of that fourth spot.
In hindsight, obviously, they deserved to be there. And again, and anytime I'm a big fan of the playoff system as it is, but I don't think it doesn't matter what number you use, you're going to have some outliers that really could make a legitimate case for being in the playoff, and TCU last year was it. But they've got some great talent, and one thing about that team, it's been a few years now, they play defense.
Well, last year they opened up with Minnesota, the Gophers as well. And the Gophers played them tough.
Real tough, yeah.
And that was actually, the Gophers ended up, I think they lost the game, but they only lost by a few points. And they were 20-point dogs.
They were playing everybody tough at the end of the year.
And that was at TCU. Yeah. This year they're playing in Minnesota. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm looking at the spread on that game, and 14.5, that's a lot of points to give.
And that's
to
another
a
thing that Squeak brought up. You know, it's right. When you've got a guy that's got two kids and shaves, playing against the kid that doesn't have any facial hair and really hasn't even had a girlfriend yet, that's what college football can do some Saturdays. And if you can catch that and you get a little inside information from somebody who knows the program, it really makes all the difference. These kids can get better as the year goes, but there are some opportunities early in the season. And anytime we can give you an advantage. Remember, the house has all the advantage. The sports books are good at what they do. All we're doing here at Sports Betting Weekly is trying to take a little bit of that advantage and give it back to the bettors by talking to a lot of people and getting as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour can handle. This isn't radical. It's no different than if you had a microphone at every table in a sports book. You know what I'm saying? All right, we'll be back.
Starting right now, then you need SixBetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, SixBetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how SixBetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's SixBetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box. Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. This is our Thank God Football is Back edition.
Yeah, baby.
This segment is sponsored by 6 betsagame.com, which is really perfect for the second half of the show, if you think about it, because what they do is they collect all the data. Now, as you heard on the commercial, if you listen, the sportsbooks have guys. That's their job. And what we try to do is get a little bit of that advantage back. That's all we're ever doing. SixBetsAGame.com. If you know that you got 12 minutes to bet a second half, wouldn't you like to know if that team has lost 11 straight second halves? I mean, that's to me, I would like to know that. And so many times, that second half line, and Tommy, you'll attest to this because you bet them all the time, they make mistakes because they don't know. They're kind of trying to feel. Remember, somebody establishes the line. That's the point spread for whatever segment of that game it is. And then the public decides which way that line's going to move with the money. And that's really, really exciting. Hey, you know what, Steve? Can we take Joe first? Because we have a very special guest calling in on our celebrity hotline. So I want to get Joey off the phone. Joey, give us a winner.
How you doing, guys? What's up? It's Joe from Connecticut.
Hey, Joe. What's going on?
Calling about the Utah youth game.
There you go. It's been popular.
Eric Weddle's alma mater. I think they're being disrespected a little bit, only giving 5.5 to a Michigan team that wasn't that great last year. What do you guys think?
No, you know what? We had a previous caller, right? Sloppy, what do you think?
Yeah, Utah seems to be the pick in this game right now. I mean, like the guy said, it's not Harbaugh's guys yet. I've been to a Thursday night game in Salt Lake City, and it is a very tough place to play. Utah's for real. I mean, they have a chance to win this division this year, and I'd look for them in the end. But, yeah, I do like them in this game. I don't think Michigan's quite there yet.
All right, Joey, appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
You know, it's funny because Utah, when they made that transition to the big leagues, to the Pac-14 or whatever it is now.
It's 12, easy.
They've done well. They have done well. They really have. All right, so we are going to go out right now to the Championship Football Celebrity Hotline because we have not only a friend of the show, but really a radio legend on the line.
Well, where is that at?
In his mind.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Mo. I hit the wrong button. Steve, yeah. You told me we had a celebrity on the line.
Evidently, you did hit the wrong line. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good, Mo. How are you?
Good. So you guys are big Utah backers. I hate to say it. You know, I know it's not Harbaugh's guys yet, but I really think that, you know, who gets their team ready more for a big game over the career than Jim Harbaugh? You know, he's going to go with a couple different quarterbacks. I think Michigan comes in and takes this game away from Utah. I'm sorry, guys. I hate to disagree, but I will right off the bat.
I have a hard time, you know, ever supporting that team up north, being a Buckeye fan. But I have to disagree with you. I think Utah at home, especially, you know, given less than a touchdown, Michigan's best offensive tackle just got ruled out for the season. And I just don't think that they can hang with Utah in Utah. I think they're at least a year or two away.
Well, I mean, the thing is with Jim Harbaugh, look, he came in and saved another former Utah Utes career. Alex Smith was going to go down as one of the bigger busts in NFL history, and Jim Harbaugh, the quarterback whisperer, came in and fixed that guy in one season.
Good point.
So, you know, even though they're not Harbaugh's guys there at Michigan yet, the stuff he can do with a quarterback is unbelievable. So, you know, and it's a big-time game. They're giving it that big-time game feel. Fox Sports 1 will be there. It'll be on that channel. Colin Cowherd, it will be there. So I think when you look at big-time games over the years, Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan program have been a bigger part of those big-time games, and I don't know that Utah is ready for that kind of spotlight.
You know, one of the things I got to interject here, Mo, is that you're kind of right in the heart of the Midwest. You know, you're 3 hours from, like, you know, 55 schools. So do me a favor. Remind them that our toll-free number to call in and give their winners is 866-405-1717. And then I wanted to mention that I heard somebody say, how long does Harbaugh have because of that whole alumni in Michigan thing? And I really think that's an important aspect of it because I don't care. Do they cover? Do they not cover? That's all I care about. And traditionally, that he has covered, but he was with USD, okay? Stanford was nothing when he came on. And then, you know, the 49ers were struggling. He took them around. The problem, I think, is Michigan is one of those schools that in their mind, they think they're not only supposed to win every game and win every national championship, but they're supposed to cover every week.
But I believe, didn't Utah go into Ann Arbor last year and beat them pretty good, 26-10?
They
that was
them.
At Michigan. So now you have Michigan with the home and home coming
that's,
to Salt Lake.
That's revisionist history.
Yeah, understandable. Fair enough. And so was San Diego when Harbaugh was a good coach and Stanford and San Francisco.
I hope he wins and he's there for a while, because otherwise I look like an idiot with this Jim Harbaugh tattoo.
That's right. I forgot you got a Harbaugh tattoo. That's right.
So tell us about the what you call it, the whole concept of Notre Dame, because I'm on Facebook with Notre Dame fans and they really think that they are the cow's milk.
I mean, you know, Brian Kelly took a humongous gamble this year and letting Everett Golston move on and in splitting time with Zaire, and Zaire looks to be the real deal. You know, the defense is going to be unbelievable this year. They've got some superstars on defense, and if the offense can keep up, I mean, Notre Dame could legitimately be in title contention. What's going to hurt them, though, and I think you'll see change maybe for the next few years, is that Notre Dame will at some point start to do maybe a rotation with the service academies and not play so many in the same year, because if you look at their strength of schedule, and that just drags them down for a year. So I think that long-standing history of them playing all the service academies every year is going to change. You'll see it kind of get into a rotation just to keep their strength of schedule up.
All right, so here's where we'll put the pressure on you, Mo. I know that I've tracked your career for a while now, and I think Billy Elvis is, 7-0 against you?
Yeah, something ridiculous.
I don't want our celebrity hotline guests to be the mooch for the show, but give us a winner for this week. Somebody that's playing today, tomorrow,
boy.
Thursday, or Friday.
I can give you a winner for last night. Now, let's see. You know what? I'm figuring since the Colts' offense is going to play an entire half, they might be able to take down St. Louis at home. The Colts historically are bad in the preseason. Their depth is very shallow this year. So as long as Andrew Luck can put some points on the board early and build up a lead, I think the Indianapolis Colts will take down the St. Louis Rams later tonight.
There you go. All right, Mo, so give us a quick update. What's on with the BS Sports Show this week?
Well, we continue to try to keep our jobs, and we were suspended a couple days last week, so we'll try to keep our job this week, and we have our big first pitch bet where we're throwing out the first pitch at a baseball game, and the slowest time between myself and my partner Billy Elvis, the loser, will be getting that team's logo tattooed on him at the game. So.
Yeah, Sloppy, I think, established some early morning odds for that. I'll have to check the internet's down on my box, so I'll have to check.
Over-under is 39 miles per hour.
Well, I got the
I'm
under.
I'm going to get Tommy John surgery tomorrow to be ready for Thursday. So I'm hoping I can get it done and be ready to pitch by Thursday.
You know, with my luck, the number would bounce up to 39.5, and I'd lose by half a mile an hour.
With a hook.
Oh, man.
Just don't 50 cent it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the ladies' tees to throw from, because the mound seems like a long way away.
It's the grass part in front.
There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. All right, so Mo, as always, we really appreciate your input, your heart and soul of the sports world, and really that there's so many schools around you that NCAA knowledge you're going to bring to us is going to be. I remember people with Billy Vickers on our UFC show. He doesn't bet, but he knows so much that you can translate, and that's what I love about Mo. We just translate it, and it turns us into winners. We'll talk to you again next week.
Bye, guys. Have a great day.
Take care, Mo.
Let him up.
So yeah, he's had a tough run with his partner on the show. The coin flip for the Super Bowl he lost. I mean, he's lost every bet. Now this one is a physical bet, and I've met him. I've been on their show back in Fort Wayne. Billy's a lot taller. He's got long arms. Mo's big guy, but he's got some permanent injuries from his wrestling days. You know, there's not too many guys you know that are professional wrestlers. He's on that short list for me. But he really is exciting. Now, I'm thinking we're going to go to Rich, and I'm really excited about talking to Rich. But Rich is you're representing the bullpen this week, right?
Yes, I am. How are you doing this morning?
Now, the bullpen is going to be the sponsor of our fourth segment, but I don't want you to hang around for that long, because we're really low key. And the beauty of it is we've really got great sponsors that all belong. I tell people all the time, I believe every house in southwestern America should have solar panels on it. But the solar panels aren't really a good fit for a sports betting show. However, guess what? The bullpen is. And actually, their neighbor, Cheetahs, is as well.
Well, yeah, we think we can make sure between the two places you can have a pretty good time over there, watch all the games, and you really enjoy yourself. And you've got 60 TVs, so there's not too many games or things that you're going to miss over there at the bullpen.
Yeah, and of course, and I'll really hammer it home in the last 15 minutes because that's when the thirst gets in. You know, for most people, Friday night is the last day of the week, and that's when they're done. But for us, it's Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. And so what we do is we close up shop, we do what we got to do with our files, and then what we're going to do is we're heading over, and the bullpen is going to be the official home of the Sports Betting Weekly After Party. And what that means is you're going to be able to go to a place where the food is phenomenal, and Johnny and I'll talk about it. Johnny actually turned me out to the bullpen about a dozen years ago when they were first opening, and the food's phenomenal. They've got some great specials for us, but more importantly, I get to sit and watch real football. I did watch, Rich, about six plays of Canadian football a few weeks back because I was really jonesing, you know? And so let's talk to you because you know your stuff. And remember, the listeners, some of them are new to the game. And, you know, if you get hurt early in the season, it's easy to withdraw and say forget about it. But if we can give them a couple winners and they're playing with house money, you know.
Well, you know, it's funny. I told you yesterday I had two games that I really loved. And unfortunately, the Chief game already went off. But the other one is the shocker for me is I love the Eagles this weekend when they were minus one. I like them at minus five, and now I see it's up like 6.5. I said, Bradford, was it Bradford? They've got Barkley. They got a three-headed monster running back. He's going to play him to the third quarter, and the Packers, they're afraid to get anybody hurt. They're going to be cut like 23 guys in the next 10 days, and those guys are going to be getting all the playing time. So I love the Eagles this week to win by 10, 12 points at Lambeau.
No, Rich, that's exactly what Sloppy was discussing with the Charger-Seattle game tonight. And it really is important that you know that with sports betting, what happens is the line moves because of the money. So you're saying it opened at one and it's already moved five and a half points?
I hate to be on a bet with the public.
Yeah.
But this is one of those things when I saw it, I mean, just the way that Chip Kelly is, he's got his sports nutritionist, he's got all these guys. Bradford only got in one series last week, and if you saw the way Sanchez and Tebow and Barkley looked, and then DeMarco Murray's going to get a little bit more time. You've got the running back from the Chargers, Sproles, is on there, and Ryan Matthews is going to get some time. They're going to let these guys play a little bit.
The roster does really have Pro Bowl sounding roster to it if you took it over the course of their career. And I'm a big Tebow fan because a couple weeks back he stuck it in the corner of the end zone and I got an over. So, you know, that's all. I'm as good as the next week.
Well, you know, I'm with you on that. And like I said, I hate going with a flipping road favorite. That, I mean, home dogs are just such a great play, but you know, between that and being over the bullpen, getting those $5 wings and the mimosas and going over the Cheetahs at halftime, it's going to be a great day anyway.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
You take care.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title, and championshipfootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too. Championshipfootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, championshipfootballs.com has the autographs too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the championshipfootballs.com autograph footballs. championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz, and along with Johnny D, Sloppy, and Tommy, we are banging through the winners. We're covering as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour can handle, and you can join us. 866-405-1717. That's our toll-free, 866-405-1717. As always, you can listen to the show live on the stream at sportsbettingweeklylive.com. You can catch out the podcast later at sportsbettingweekly.com. You can party with us today at the Bullpen. You can party with us Thursday at Fox Sports Grill. Thank God it's football season. Let's get to Tyler.
Hey, what's up?
Tyler, give us a winner, buddy.
I like the Chargers +2.5 against the Seahawks today. I just think that Chargers are doing pretty well in the preseason, 2-0. I know it's not a huge indicator of a win, but I think the thing with Seattle that's going on that not a lot of people are noticing is that there's a lot of kind of bubbling tension within the team. If you heard last week, Michael Bennett spewing off about the hit on Sam Bradford by Terrell Suggs, I think a lot of it was pointing at Russell Wilson and the money he got this offseason, while guys like Cam Chancellor and himself are still fighting to get a contract extension. So I think I like the Chargers this week.
All right, buddy. We appreciate your call. We'll talk to you next week. Tommy, what do you think?
All right, thanks a lot.
I have to agree with them. Seattle doesn't want to get anybody hurt. They know that all they have to do basically is play their game to get to the playoffs. I mean, they're going to win that division. I mean, it's a very weak division. Other than the Rams. The Rams are a up-and-comer in that division.
Well, that's a great segue because let's we got a full deck of calls to make. We're in our last segment, which is the bullpen segment. And of course, it's the bullpen segment simply because as soon as we leave here, we finish our business, we're done for the week, and we go to our after party at the bullpen. Now, you heard Rich, he was talking about some of the specials. All I had to do, understand Vicky gets so sick of football. She's a football fan, but I'm a little different kind of football fan. I'm starting Thursday nights. So by Sunday, she's pretty done. And then I said, but honey, they have $3 mimosas. And it was like Christmas morning. Her eyeballs lit right up. So talk to us. Who's your winner for this week, Tommy?
I really, really, really like TCU this week. I think they're going to win that game by, 40, 50 points. And the spread's only 21, 22, so.
Well, how many times last year they were covering the game in the first half?
Yeah.
And then they came back and they covered the second half, too.
I think for Mr. Boykin, who is he's a Heisman hopeful, he's not going to be playing in a lot of games in the fourth quarter this year, so to build up those stats. So
they'll build him up early.
Yeah, he's going to build him up early. He's going to throw for four or five before the first half's over. And you know me, I love the half, so. You give me them minus around 14 at the half because the line's 22, so it's usually about a point and a half.
Love and life, baby.
Yep, they're winning 35-3 at the half.
Yeah. All right, let's take a call from Hector. Hector, who give us a winner, buddy?
Hey, thanks, Chaz. Hey, I was going back and forth on this one because I was about to pick the Steelers on this week and stuff, but I think I'm going to go with the Giants this week at -1.5. With everything that the Jets have been going through this offseason and Eli Manning having a point to prove about wanting to be the best big quarterback, I think he's going to ask for even more playing time than two quarters. I think the Giants have a lot to prove as well in terms of the top keeping Tom Coughlin as their head coach, so being in the hot seat. So I'm picking the Giants. I think they're my lock of the week this week.
That's a great call, Hector. We'll talk to you next week. Let's see what Johnny has to say on that one.
What's the line? 1.5, Giants at home. Jets... I think that's a safe play. I have no problem with that pick.
You know what? The thing is, it's so true. The conversations you have this week about, and they say this week is the most close to where they're going to play the full, of mm-hmm. the preseason games.
Yeah.
And you're still having conversations that you'll never have week two or week three. Because it has, like you said, you got 23 guys getting cut. So the guy says, I've got a new coach. You got all those things. Once it gets to regular season, a lot of that stuff falls off the table. So it's an important stuff if you're putting down your hard-earned money at the window, Hey, let's take a call from Jim. Jim, you got it? You got a winner for us, buddy? How about Ed?
Looking at some high-profile games from this coming Thursday and Friday, particularly South Carolina, North Carolina. And that looks like a high-value under bet to me. South Carolina's notoriously slow-starting games.
And with a relatively new quarterback who I think threw six passes last year, I don't see them racking up a lot of points on a reasonably good North Carolina defense.
Hey, Jim, real quick, when you make your bets, because I think you're the first over-under guy total that we had today, how much are you talking the side and how much do you talk about over-unders? That's a great question. I'd love to hear your answer.
How much do I talk about over-unders?
No, when you're betting, what percentage of your bets are over-unders and what are side or on the side?
So on the line, I would say at least 50% are over-unders, especially where college is concerned. A little shaky with pro sometimes, but some of these extremely high overs on college are very compelling bets. People like to bet the over a lot, and I think the public goes for that a whole lot because they want to, you know, stay in the game. They don't want to be knocked out early by somebody going over on their under bet.
No doubt about it. Great call. All right, Jim, we'll talk to you next week. Slop, what do you think?
Well, it leads right into actually my pick, which will be an over-under. But in that game, it is a lot of points. You don't know what you're going to get when you come out week one. I do like the old ball coach Thursday night at South Carolina. I do like the -3 in that game. Over-under, I'm not really sure of, but does lead into my pick, which Chris Peterson going into Boise State from Washington. It's his first trip back to Boise State. I think the over-under right now I think is like 56.5, somewhere in that area. Huskies don't know what they have in starting quarterback Jake Browning as a freshman, so I think you can steal one here with the over. It's a big spread. It's a -12 Boise State favorite, so there's going to be some points scored. I think Washington could score some points with their new quarterback in play. And so I'm taking the over, and that one is my kind of pick of the week.
Well, we talk about sports betting as a hobby, no different than the fishing or golf. And you talk about the ones that got away. Johnny D, did not the old bowl coach take money out of my wallet last year, opening night too?
Yeah, they had won 10 games like three seasons in a row before last year's tough opening day. You know, we all lost money on that. But I don't think Steve Spurrier will let that happen again. The SEC is a much better conference than the ACC. They get the 4- and 5-star recruits. I like the Gamecocks a lot in this game.
All right, let's talk to Ed. Hey, Florida. We don't get a lot of Florida guys.
Sunshine State.
Talk to me, Ed. Do we have Ed?
Bueller.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but with four of us here, the fact that Ed's not on the line is not a big issue for us. I tell you right now, I don't even have a best bet, but we're going to have some of those 14 parlays again. There's no doubt about
it.
We'll do
that.
None
of your small school teams are playing. Yeah, you know what? Friday night.
Here's the thing. I'm just right now, after working my butt off to get everything together on the show, I'm thinking about is those $3 mimosas. You know what? Oh, plus we got some cigars. They gave us some cigars, and they got a patio. So I'm thinking, you know what? Life is going to be pretty good in about 7.5 minutes for me. You know, but I know that Thursday night we're gonna be watching real football, and that to me is kind of what gets me through. Hey, do we got Chaz on the phone? Yeah, you got a winner for us, buddy?
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear me. My cell is not the best, but I can hear you guys.
Yeah, you're clear. Keep going.
Yeah, no, I'm excited about Thursday. I'm getting a little antsy just thinking about Michigan playing. I don't think a lot of people are ready for Harbaugh coming out strong. He probably has you guys disciplined. I know Utah has, I think it's 8 returners on defense and a good running back, so it'll be a good game. But I really like Michigan. I'm going to take them without the points. I think it'll be one of the few games where they get a lot of points. 5.5 to me is a lot, and they're going to come out strong.
Well, Jazz, you have officially, can you say, broken cherry on the radio for money lines? Because we will talk a lot of money lines. And do you know right now what you can get on a money line with that bet? Did you look yet?
I think it's like a same as a two-team parlay plus 260, I think.
There you go. There you go. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. We'll talk to you next week. What do you think, Tommy? I mean, I know you've never been afraid to do the money line.
Well, no, I do like the money line, but in that case, I would take Chaz's bet all day long. Michigan's not winning that game,
and there's nothing wrong with that. And we, you know, again, I reference Billy V because it's great talking to a guy that doesn't bet. I said, if you know some stuff, what you got to do is you got to play dumb at the bar. You know, you play dumb at the bar, and sometimes there's no vig at the bar. If I'm sitting next to a guy at the bar and I do a side bet, there's no vig. I don't have to pay anybody. I'm not giving -160, you know. I say, hey, I like the Rams in the first quarter. $20
Well, that's
20
the best
bucks.
Part about this show is we just got four opinions on one game, and now it's kind of swaying both ways. Yep. Where it looked Utah was an early lock.
Hey, you know,
now we got some Michigan back.
I hate to interrupt, but everybody's had a take on this game. I'd like to point out that Harbaugh hasn't even announced his starting quarterback yet. They will pound the ball. This game will go under, and that's one of my favorite plays of the day. I think the line's 56. Utah, Michigan, under.
Hey. All right, if we're gonna go totals over unders, okay, I'm telling you right now, my wife can't drink the three dollar margaritas at the bullpen because she gets allergic to sweet and sour. So that's off the board. That line, there's no line. Bloody Marys, you know what? If it was earlier in the day, I could see it. But I'm telling you right now, I'm a little concerned about the over-under on the $3 mimosas. However, the sales manager for the show is working hard to get an Uber contract. You're going to get an Uber sponsorship.
Greatest company out there.
Oh, man. But $5 wings, that is going to be a running over-under for the four of us because I've seen us all eat wings. We can eat wings. I'm not talking about food-eating contest. I'm talking about how many you can eat. And then, Tommy, your diet has changed dramatically. But how many can you eat and not feel sick? You know, because you keep pounding those wings at the bullpen, and they're good. I mean, there's a lot of places to do wings. Don't get me wrong, but the bullpen wings are really good.
I love any bullpen that doesn't have Fernando Rodney in it.
Yeah. All right, so I can't thank Steve. Hey, Steve, are you over there in the boardroom?
I am right here.
I mean, I can't thank you enough for all your help. We are going to have a lot of fun. We're going to hopefully win some people money. Both Tyler and Joshua, they met me at like 6:14 at Starbucks this morning. So, you know, how cool is that, they took their time. And so I want to thank them. I want to, of course, thank Johnny. Johnny turned me on to the bullpen. It was the best steak sandwich. 12 years later, it was still the best steak sandwich. Sloppy said, don't forget, 866-405-1717 is the toll-free number. We're going to also, on our Facebook page, that's going to be part of Joshua and Zach's job, is getting out the social media so you can get on the show and basically we'll schedule your call. We'll take, if you're going to give us winners, guys, we will bend over backwards to make it easy for you to give us winners. Sloppy, final thoughts.
Yeah, you'll find me at the Harris Pool in about 2 hours with the giant slushy drinks before my Seahawks game tonight. Over under, I'd say 13 drinks for me today.
Now, the question is, will you be awake on the bus on the way home from the game?
I'm hoping not.
There you go. Johnny, final thoughts.
Yeah, Thursday, TCU, load up on the Horned Frogs. And then Friday, the big blowout of the opening weekend, Baylor Bears by 50. So there's a two-teamer. Have your best season ever, fellas.
All right, Tommy, final thoughts.
All right, let's just go with the national champion Buckeyes next Sunday against Vatek.
Homer.
In Blacksburg.
All right, so here are my final thoughts. Can you hit that 13-second clip? And what it is, it's the Gamblers Anonymous phone number that's on our website. I'll talk until he hits it. It really is important to me, you guys understand. This is a hobby. Go for it.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
And I take it really serious. This is supposed to be fun. You know, you can lose a marriage over golf. You can lose a marriage over anything. You can lose a marriage over sports betting. Don't be stupid. Do me a favor, though. Listen to what the guy said. Put the money up and always be cashing. Talk to us next week.